Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For J.J. McCarthy at the quarterback position, he will get some work in. Got some work today, and will hopefully get some work throughout the early part of the week, which will lead him into a full week of preparation and feel positive about where he's at as well.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, wow. I think we have a new leader in the clubhouse. Win Nick Costos' money. Our excellent engineer, Jake Hassan. Pulling sound from Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell. That's like within the hour. Just got posted. Great job by Jake. It's like J.J. McCarthy's like a child. Well, you know, he's going to practice. He's gonna keep, okay, we're going to he's gonna get a little bit of work today. And hopefully he'll be good to go. And then he's going to get a full week of practice. And then, like, my little boy's going to be ready. Everybody, this is the National Football League. Like, Brett Favre used to play on enough painkillers to kill an elephant. Carson Wentz's arm was like hanging out of his shoulder, was hanging out of its socket last night. Like, J.J. McCarthy can't play. Does anyone think this is weird? Does no one finds this odd? No one thinks this is bizarre. Do we think McCarthy's starting next week? Is it going to be Wentz? Like three-way market. Vikings starting quarterback next week against the Lions. Brosmer, Wentz, McCarthy. Who's the favorite? Honestly, I think you could have a conversation about who the favorite should be. This is like we are now entering like the theater of the absurd. And especially if McCarthy doesn't play next week. And I'm not saying he can't play next week. I'm not saying he can't be good. Just that, like, I'm not here for the idea that, like, he hasn't gotten soft benched here by the Minnesota Vikings. This is all ridiculous. Vikings are now 3-4. Get slammed last night by the Chargers. The schedule coming up, whether it's McCarthy or Wentz or Brosmer, is impossible. At Detroit, loss. Home Ravens. Home Bears. At Green Bay. At Seattle. Home Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. At Dallas. At the Giants. Home Lions. Home Packers to close. They're coming in last. This is going to be the last place team in the NFC North. And there are times on this show where I'll say, hey, like in the offseason, I told you this was going to happen. I predicted it. I was way wrong on this one. I thought the Vikings were going to the playoffs. I thought McCarthy was going to be good. KOC coaching him up. Brian Flores would have this defense flying around. That's the other thing. This defense for Minnesota, kind of like low-key stinks. If you take the game against Cincinnati, like, out of the equation, where they just, I mean, it's an all-time bleep-kicking, and ass wasn't the word I was going to use, of Jake Browning and the Bengals. Take that game out. Like, this is, they have not, like, covered themselves in glory this season, the Minnesota Vikings defense, and just got killed last night by Justin Herbert and the Chargers. You expect more from this defense, right? Is that fair or unfair? And maybe you're out there listening or watching and you think what I'm saying about J.J. McCarthy is unfair. Is it fair what I'm saying about the defense? To expect more from this Vikings defense? And expect more from the draft picks from Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, where like none of these guys are good? Where's Dallas Turner? What's he done in 2 years other than like lead with his helmet like he's Chuck Cecil back in the day and try and injure Justin Herbert? Like he's Brandon Merriweather. My God. This team's finished. As far as the playoffs go, forget about it. D-E-D dead. D-U-N. Done. As far as the winning team goes, the Los Angeles Chargers. Man. This is like would be like the cover of the VHS tape titled Life in the NFL. 72 hours previous to last night, the Chargers got run off of their own field by the Indianapolis Colts. Got crushed by Indy. And the final score is 14 points, and like that does signify a beatdown. I don't even think it accurately tells the story of that game, where every time the Chargers even slightly threatened to come back, the Colts slammed the door on them. 72 hours later on the same field, they humiliate another NFL team. Life in the NFL comes at you fast. Justin Herbert, amazing again last night. He's so good. And there was a pretty interesting development in this Chargers offense. They've got studs at the receiving core, and we know that. Ladd McConkey, Quentin Johnston, Keenan Allen. What you saw last night, two of the rookie pass catchers are starting to really come on. First is Aronde Gadsden, why does he not go by Aronde Gadsden Jr.? Only because, like, I'm old enough to remember his dad playing for the Miami Dolphins. True story. In 2001, which was the year Marshall Faulk won NFL MVP for the Rams, I traded on the eve of the season in a fantasy league that I was in. That used to be on, did anyone remember Sandbox? You have to be really old for this. Sandbox, like, back in the day was, like, somewhere where you played fantasy football. And I was in a league, and I traded Arizona Cardinals running back Emmitt Smith and Aronde Gadsden for Marshall Faulk. And he won NFL MVP and I won the league. I've been doing this for a long time. And Aronde Gadsden now, like the son of Aronde Gadsden, obviously that would be a hell of a coinky dink. He might already be better than his dad was. And if you don't remember, like his dad was a good wide receiver, not a great wide receiver, but a good wide receiver for many years for the Miami Dolphins. He's nasty. Nasty catching the football. And we bet Trey Harris anytime touchdown, the second round wide receiver out of Ole Miss. He scored and he's starting to flash. You've got five legit weapons in that passing attack for Justin Herbert. Omarion Hampton's going to be back. Khalil Mack is back on the defensive side of the ball. I really missed an opportunity to do a little Mark Morrison bit there. Whoa! That wasn't really that good. When I back up on my team, yes I did. Oh my God, you lied to me. We had the return of the Mac. The Chargers are like rounding into playoff form. 5-3. I would do like a Sinatra bit here, but there's too much music. The best is yet to come. Like, they're legit. And we'll have a conversation maybe next week. Let's see how things shake out this week in the AFC. But the Chargers are really good. If Herbert plays like that and all stays healthy, so you need some things to happen. Like, you can't afford to lose any offensive lineman, and that is like a pretty big deal, right? If the offensive line gets hurt, then like they're screwed. But if it stays healthy, the weapons are there. You have a top quarterback in Justin Herbert. And the defense had a nice bounce back last night after getting thrashed a couple weeks in a row, 2 weeks ago by the Miami Dolphins and on Sunday by the Indianapolis Colts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's good stuff from the Los Angeles Chargers. And next week, the Chargers travel to Tennessee. The Chargers will be 6-3 after next week. And I think the AFC West is about to send three teams back to the playoffs like it did last year. The Kansas City Chiefs, the Denver Broncos, and the now 5-3 Los Angeles Chargers. You better you bet on this Friday. Femi and Tyler will join me next segment. Maybe Femi joins me this segment and we'll talk about J.J. McCarthy. I do want to talk for a couple minutes about the NBA from last night. Only two games, but both like pretty noteworthy games and both awesome games. Like we, as basketball fans, we're kind of getting our money's worth in these like primetime games and like the standalone games because like they're all going overtime. We're getting extra basketball in basically every game. We'll start with the NBA Finals rematch in Indiana, where the Thunder predictably beat the Pacers, but in unpredictable fashion, the game goes to double overtime. And the Thunder win by 6, and I somehow, sitting with Pacers plus 7.5, overtime where underdogs go to die, the Pacers somehow cover the spread. And I very much appreciate them for that. Talk about the Thunder in a second, but just on Indiana. Obviously, this is not a legitimate Eastern Conference title contender. Unfortunately for them. Like, no, not having Halliburton the whole year is really going to prevent them from reaching like true ceiling outcomes like they achieved last year. But it's wild how good of a coach Rick Carlisle is. And we know, right? Like we know he's an awesome coach. This is going to be, and like this is like a pretty like generic cliche thing to say, but this is like with Halliburton now, we're all going to be saying in like 3 months from now, when they're the 5 seed in the East, we're all going to be saying best coaching job of Rick Carlisle's career. Like not winning the title with the Mavericks, not getting to game 7 last year with the Pacers. No, this will be the best coaching. I guarantee it. Guaranteed a couple months from now that we will all collectively be saying it. Why can't this be a top 6 team in the East? Like, why can't they finish top 6? Why do they have to be a play-in team or miss the playoffs? This is what Benedict Mathurin's going to be. 36 points. Most improved player, anyone? And Siakam's going to be a stud. And Toppin keeps... Like Obi Toppin's game raised in the playoffs, scored 20 last night. Nembhard's got to stay healthy. Like he missed he's only played the first half last night. I think Indiana can absolutely be a top 6 team, and that is a credit to the Indiana Pacers organization. I'll say it after one game. I think they're going to be better than I thought they were. That is a great effort last night from the Indiana Pacers. Just on the Thunder, who adjusted win total, they're 2-0 is 62.5. I'll ask a crazy question. Can they win 70 games? Is that nuts that they could win 70? They're obviously awesome. And here's a double nickel from SGA, 55 points. So SGA has now scored 90 points in 2 games. Took some overtimes, obviously, like 4, in fact, to get him there, but still, 90 points in 2 games. Do you know that he has shot in 2 games 3 of 16 from 3? What happens when the threes start going down? Is that accurate, the stat, Femi, that you just put in the chat for me? That's like actually, dude, that's hysterical. So SGA has shot 40 free throws through 2 games, which for any other player, you'd be like, no way. But that's the thing, like, he's going to get to the line. He's going to score a million points. I don't think SGA cares about, like, hey, like, well, Victor Wembanyama just scored 40 and everyone's talking about him. Now let me drop 55. I don't think that's what's happening here. If the Thunder win 65 games and SGA scores 33 points a game, he's just winning MVP again. And it doesn't mean that Wemby can't be the best player. I don't know how this team's not winning a million games and they're not going back-to-back and winning the title and SGA is not winning another MVP. I don't see how it doesn't happen unless there's some kind of injury, and obviously no one roots for that. And on the Warriors and the Nuggets, it's another overtime loser for us after the under in the Thunder-Rockets game. Femi and I with the Nuggets, and it's looking great, and then here's Steph Curry to tie the game, and then you lose in overtime. So Golden State beats Denver. Pretty shocking that Denver lost this game. Because if I had told you, the listener, you, the viewer, before the game started, tonight, Nikola Jokic will have a 21-point triple-double. Jamal Murray will score 25 points. And Aaron Gordon will score 50. I would have put, this would have been like an uncomfortably large amount of money on Denver, and I would have lost. Pretty stunning when you hear those three things in succession and realize that the Nuggets didn't win or cover. And that's the greatness of Steph Curry, who dropped 42, and he's just ageless. He's 37, and he runs around like he's 20. It's crazy. Like, he's a unicorn. Not like Wemby's a unicorn, too. Curry's a unicorn in a different way. It's wild. Jonathan Kuminga's looked good. Jimmy Butler's looked good. Warriors are awesome. I'm not down on Denver at all with this loss last night. Like, I think Denver's second best team in the league. I'm not willing to budge off that one game. Not willing to budge off that stance. I'll say this about the Warriors. And it's not a revision necessarily of my preseason take on Golden State, but I think it's an amplified version of my take on Golden State. And the take is, if everyone's going to be healthy, I think they're the third best team in the West. And maybe the third best team in the league. Now, they're staying healthy for the regular season, which would enable them, obviously, to get home court for a round, maybe even two, we'll see. And then they're staying healthy for the playoffs. And obviously, one is more important than the other. You would think at some point, Jimmy Butler's going to miss time, Steph's going to miss time, Draymond will miss time, because they're old. They're not, like, wishing injury on anyone, but you think about it, right? So I don't know if they're going to get like the 3 seed in the West or the 2 seed in the West for that reason. Man, we get to playoff time and they're all healthy. Look out. This is a team that could challenge the Thunder or challenge the Denver Nuggets. Maybe would have beaten Minnesota in the second round last year had Steph Curry not getting hurt. On the other side, Femi joins me. We'll talk about J.J. McCarthy. And then Femi, Tyler, and yours truly will talk Survivor for Week 8.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.